The story starts. I was at a friend's house and she had on her shelf a copy of the DSM manual, which is the Manual of Mental Disorders. It lists every known mental disorder. And it used to be back in the 50s a very slim pamphlet, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and now it's 886 pages long and it lists currently 374 mental disorders. So I was leafing through it wondering if I had any mental disorders, and it turns out I've got 12. I've got generalised anxiety disorder, which is a given. I've got nightmare disorder, which is categorised if you have recurrent dreams of being pursued or declared a failure. And all my dreams involve people chasing me down the street going, "You're a failure." I've got parent-child relational problems, which I blame my parents for. I'm kidding. And I've got malingering. And I think it's actually quite rare to have both malingering and generalised anxiety disorder, because malingering tends to make me feel very anxious. Anyway, I was looking through this book wondering if I was much crazier than I thought I was, or maybe it's not a good idea to diagnose yourself with a mental disorder if you're not a trained professional. Or maybe the psychiatry profession has a kind of strange desire to label what's essentially normal human behaviour as a mental disorder. I didn't know which of these things was true, but I thought it was kind of interesting, and I thought maybe I should meet a critic of psychiatry to get their view, which is how I ended up having lunch with the Scientologists. It was a man called Brian, who runs a crack team of Scientologists who are determined to destroy psychiatry wherever it lies. They're called the CCHR. And I said to him, can you prove to me that psychiatry is a pseudoscience that can't be trusted? And he said, yes, we can prove it to you. And I said, how? And he said, we can introduce you to Tony. And I said, who's Tony? And he said, Tony's in Broadmoor. Now, Broadmoor is Broadmoor Hospital. It used to be known as the Broadmoor Asylum for the Criminally Insane. It's where they send the serial killers and the people who can't help themselves. And I said to Brian, well, what did Tony do? And he said, hardly anything. He beat someone up or something, and he decided to fake madness to get out of a prison sentence. But he faked it too well, and now he's stuck in Broadmoor, and nobody will believe he's sane. Do you want us to try and get you into Broadmoor to meet Tony? So I said, yes, please. So I got the train to Broadmoor.